1976年10月6日
October 6, 1976
粉碎四人帮后
After the dissolution of the Gang of Four
原上海市公安局局长杨帆的夫人李琼就开始四处写信
The wife of former Shanghai Public Security Bureau Director Yang Fan, Lai Qiong, began to write letters all over the place
托人打听丈夫的消息
and asking around to find out what happened to my husband
2年后的一天
One day, 2 years later
李琼终于得到公安部门的正式通知
Yang Qiong finally received an official notification from the police department
获悉杨帆在湖北荆江的一个劳动农场
I learned that Yang Fan was working on a farm in Jingjiang, Hubei
得知丈夫还活着
Learning that my husband is still alive
李琼欣喜万分
I was overjoyed
不敢耽搁
Don't delay
他带着儿子风尘仆仆地赶去
He rushed over with his son, exhausted from the journey
湖北探望丈夫 可多年的单独关押与折磨
Visiting my husband in Hubei, I experienced years of solitary confinement and torture
杨帆早已不是从前那般英俊威武了
Yang Fan is no longer as handsome and imposing as he used to be.
Yang Fan 已经变成一个病魔缠身、精神恍惚的老头了。
Yang Fan has become a sick and confused old man.
李琼悲痛到了欲哭无泪的境地。
Lai Qiong was in a state of grief, almost to the point of tears.
杨帆出任上海市公安局局长。
Yang Fan appointed as director of the Shanghai Public Security Bureau.
期间,
During the period,
搜出了大量国内外反动派溃逃前夕埋伏下来的电台,
a large number of radio stations set up by reactionary elements before their escape from abroad have been discovered.
逮捕了一大批顽敌,
arrested a large number of stubborn enemies.
值得一提的是
It is worth mentioning that
杨帆曾挂帅抓到了从台湾派遣来企图行刺陈毅市长的特务刘全德
Yang Fan led the operation and captured Liu Kuanbang, a spy dispatched from Taiwan to attempt an assassination of Mayor Chen Yi
1953年
Autumn of 1953
秋，杨帆因脑子里长了个瘤子
Yang Fan, due to a brain tumor,
便前往苏联做手术,
then go to the Soviet Union for surgery.
回来之后,
after returning,
他遵照医生嘱咐, 安心休养,
he followed the doctor's instructions and rested at home.
在此期间,
during this period,
许建国接替了杨帆的职务,
Zhu Jianguo took over the position from Yang Fan.
1954年的最后一天,
the last day of 1954,
杨帆和家人在家中团聚小桌,
Yang Fan and his family gathered around a small table at home.
希望来年能够顺利,
I hope for a smooth year ahead.
正在这时,
at this moment,
一个电话打到家里
A phone call came to the house
打电话的是时任上海市公安局局长的许建国
The caller was then Shanghai Public Security Bureau Director Zhu Jingquan
接过电话后
After answering the phone
杨帆很高兴
Yang Fan was very happy
三口两口吃完饭就往房间里跑
They eat and run back to their rooms.
等到再出来的时候,
When I come out,
他已经换了件灰色的罩衫,
He has already changed into a gray cover.
那是他外出的服装,
That's what he wore when he went out.
他兴奋地告诉李琼,
He excitedly told Lai Qiong,
许建国从北京回来了,
Zhu Jianguo returned from Beijing.
他叫我到他家里去一趟。
He asked me to go to his house.
当时
At that time,
许建国和时任上海公安局常务副局长黄赤波一同去北京开会。
Zhu Jingquan and the then Deputy Director of Shanghai Public Security Bureau, Huang Chebao, went to Beijing for a meeting together.
开会的具体内容已经被免掉。
The specific content of the meeting has been omitted.
行政职务的杨帆自然无法知晓。
The administrative position of Yan Fan naturally could not know.
但他们一回上海就找杨帆。
But whenever they come to Shanghai, they look for Yan Fan.
可见一定是带回了跟杨帆有关的消息。
It must be related to Yan Fan.
这天晚上
That night,
杨帆出门的时候是兴冲冲的。
When Yan Fan went out, he was full of energy.
他觉得是好消息。
He thought it was good news.
因为他对自己以往的行为有信心。
Because he is confident in his past actions.
正所谓不做亏心事。
As the saying goes, if you don't do anything wrong, why worry?
不怕鬼敲门。
Don't be afraid of ghosts knocking on the door.
杨帆是带着警卫员坐汽车走的。
Yang Fan was driving a car with the security guard.
没想到走了没多久。
I didn't expect to be gone for so short a time.
他的警卫员就回来了。
His bodyguard has returned.
他跑到李琼的房间里面。
He ran into Li Qian's room.
非常紧张地说。
I'm so nervous.
李琼同志，首长出事情了。
Comrade Li Qian, the head of the organization, is in trouble.
原来汽车并没有把杨帆送到许建国家里。
Actually, the car didn't take Yang Fan to Zhu Jiayuan's house.
而是去了隔壁的岳阳路俱乐部。
Instead, he went to the club on Yueyang Road next door.
杨帆
Yang Fan
从汽车上下来。
Get out of the car.
警卫处的人就对他的警卫员说。
The guards told the guards.
你回去吧。
Go back.
这里没有你的事了。
You're not involved in this.
警卫员看到杨帆被两名警卫处的人架着进去了。
The guard saw Yan Fan being dragged into the security office by two guards.
杨帆走后没多久。
Not long after Yang Fan left.
公安局便派人来到家里。
The police came to my house.
告诉李琼一个坏消息。
Tell Li Qian some bad news.
Yang Fan 要到北京。
Yang Fan is going to Beijing.
受审查，时间大概很长。
The review process takes a long time.
要找一些衣服带给他。
Find some clothes for him.
这里需要说明的是。
It should be noted that.
许建国1965年任我国阿尔巴尼亚大使，在文化大革命中同样也遭受迫害。
In 1965, Zhu Jingyuo served as the Chinese ambassador to Albania. During the Cultural Revolution, he also suffered persecution.
被关押于秦城监狱。
Imprisoned in Qingcheng Prison.
由于长期关押和摧残。
Due to prolonged imprisonment and abuse.
1975年5月出狱时。
In May 1975, when I was released from prison,
已身心憔悴
exhausted both physically and mentally.
1977年10月4日病逝
died on October 4, 1977.
1980年3月
March 1980,
中共中央为许建国平反昭雪。
The Central Committee of the Communist Party of China has decided to exonerate Zhu Jingyuo.
李琼
Li Qian
后来回忆说
In retrospect,
杨帆在苏联动完手术回家后就一直休养期间局里开了好几次会
after Yang Fan finished his surgery in the Soviet Union and returned home, he was on a period of rest. The local government held several meetings to discuss this matter.
批判他在公安工作中存在的一些所谓右的问题。
Criticized some of the alleged problems he has encountered in his work as a police officer.
李琼刚接到消息时
Like him just received the news.
有些惊讶
Surprised.
过了一会儿
A while later.
心情便放松下来
Relax your mood.
他心想早把问题解决了也好
He thought it would be better to solve the problem early.
那样才能更好地为党做工作。
That way, I can better serve the party.
可她和家人谁都没料到，丈夫这一别就是整整的25年。
But she and her family never expected that her husband would leave her and disappear for 25 years.
说起杨帆被捕
，Talking about Yang Fan's arrest，
还要回溯到1954年的年初。
Go back to the early days of 1954.
我们党内发生了高饶事件。
There was a disturbance in our party.
而在1955年3月
In March 1955.
中共中央召开的全国代表会议上
The Central Committee held a national representative conference.
主席在解释上述问题时点了杨帆的名。作为杨帆的爱人，李琼当然相信丈夫是没有问题的。
When explaining the above issues, Liu Qiang mentioned Yang Fan's name and said that Yang Fan was Li Qing's lover. Of course, I believe my husband is fine.
在杨帆到新四军的头两年
，During the first 2 years of Yang Fan's time in the new Fourth Army，
李琼认识了杨帆。
Like him met Yang Fan,
并且两人在战火中结为伴侣。
And they became companions in the war.
对于杨帆的过往
，Regarding Yang Fan's past,
李琼是十分了解的。
Like him is very familiar with it.
后来，夫妻俩一起打仗生活。
Later, the couple lived together and fought.
杨帆是怎样的人？
What kind of person is Yang Fan?
李琼最有话语权。
Li Qiang has the most say.
杨帆原名石锦体，江苏人。
Yang Fan's original name is Shi Jian, and he is from Jiangsu.
1932年。
In 1932,
杨帆考入了北京大学文学院。
Yang Fan was admitted to the Department of Literature at Peking University.
四年后大学毕业。
4 years after graduation from university.
1937年。
1937.
杨帆加入了中国共产党。
Yang Fan joined the Communist Party of China.
那时。
Then.
杨帆在上海一报社当编辑。
Yang Fan worked as an editor at a newspaper in Shanghai.
以阴阳为笔名写过大量戏剧评论。
He wrote a large number of dramatic reviews under the pseudonym Yang Wei.
获得过周恩来的赞赏。
Received praise from Zhou Enlai.
可以说
，It can be said that
年轻时代的杨帆完全是个知名的戏剧家。
Yang Fan, a young man, was already well known in the theater world.
1939年初
Early 1939,
国民党通过了蒋介石提出的限制一党活动办法。
The Kuomintang passed the regulations on restricting activities of a single party proposed by Chiang Kai-shek.
此时
At this time,
杨帆接到一项上海地下党组织发布的任务。
Yang Fan received a mission from the underground organization in Shanghai.
让他带领一支慰问队到皖南山区。
Let him lead a delegation to the mountainous areas of Anhui Province.
慰问那里的新四军。
comfort the new Fourth Army there.
杨帆领受任务后
After receiving the mission, Yang Fan
马上带领着队员们秘密携带许多药品和进步书籍
Immediately lead the team to secretly carry many medicines and progress books.
通过了层层封锁
Having passed through layers of blockade
终于抵达了目的地
Finally arrived at the destination.
在新四军军部副军长兼政委的项英把杨帆留下
The new 4th Army's deputy commander and political commissar Zhang Ying kept Yang Fan
当了秘书
became a secretary
就在杨帆担任项英的秘书
While Yang Fan was working as a secretary for Zhang Ying
不久
Shortly
有一天项英翻着从国统区弄来的
One day, I was translating from Chinese to English.
报纸
Newspaper.
嘴里连连说不像话
Mouth full of words.
太不像话了
That's ridiculous.
项英接着又问杨帆
Then Ying continued to ask Yang Fan.
你是刚从国统区来的
You're new to the area.
你知道江青的历史吗
Do you know about Jiang King?
杨帆瞥了一眼桌上的报纸
Yang Fan glanced at the newspaper on the table.
回答说
Answer the question.
知道一点
I know a little.
我同唐娜是朋友
I am friends with Donner.
那你赶快写个材料
Then quickly write a document.
我替你转延安党中央
I will transfer the Central Committee of the Communist Party to you.
于是
So,
杨帆便根据项英的指示赶写了一份材料
Yang Fan immediately drafted a document based on the instructions of Zhang Ying.
交给了项英由项英转送延安
Delivered to Yang Ying by Ying, who was transferred to Yan'an.
没过几天
In a few days,
新四军军部秘书长兼军法处处长李义芒心事重重地来找杨帆
The Secretary General of the new 4th Army and Head of Military Justice, La Yimeng, came to find Yang Fan with a troubled expression.
他对杨帆说
He told Yang Fan,
快给中央发个电报
Send a telegram to the Central Committee immediately.
发什么电报
What to send a telegram?
有关江青的电报
About the telegram of Jiang King
俩人商定后
After agreeing
便由杨帆起草李一芒签字
Drafted by Yang Fan Signed by Lai Yi
向中央发了一份
I sent one to the central office
此人不宜同主席结婚的电报
This is a message to the person who should not marry the chairman.
可是杨帆发的电报加上上次写的材料全部落在当时担任延安中央社会部部长的康生手里。
However, the telegram sent by Yang Fan and all of the materials written previously were in the hands of Kang Shen, who was then serving as the Minister of Social Affairs of Yan'an.
中央其他领导同志谁也没看到。
I didn't see any other central leaders.
皖南事变发生时
When the Wan'an incident occurred,
已是军法处科长的杨帆
Yang Fan, who was already the head of the military law department,
历经千险才突出重围经历
After overcoming countless difficulties and setbacks, he finally succeeded.
这次事变
This incident,
杨帆含着泪水写下了皖南突围记真实的记录下
Yang Fan with tears in his eyes wrote down the true record of the escape from Wan'an
当时的千古奇冤之后
After the infamous case of 1,000 years ago
杨帆在重建的新四军军部担任了政法处副处长处长
Yang Fan served as the deputy chief of political and Legal Affairs Department in the newly rebuilt New Fourth Army Headquarters.
后来
Later,
杨帆就在华东局、华中局下属单位工作。
Yang Fan works in a subordinate unit of the East China Bureau or the Central China Bureau.
上海解放后
After Shanghai was liberated,
杨帆被任命为上海市公安局副局长。
Yang Fan was appointed as Deputy Director of the Shanghai Municipal Public Security Bureau.
1950年转为正局长。
In 1950, he became a director.
1955年
1955,
有人向中央指控说
Someone reported to the central government that
上海解放后
After Shanghai was liberated,
华东局和上海市委某些高级干部曾掩护大批特务、反革命分子。
The leaders of the East China Bureau and some high-ranking members of the Shanghai Municipal Committee concealed a large number of counter-revolutionary elements,
并且给他们提供情报
and provide them with intelligence,
从而导致了1950年的上海二六轰炸。
This led to the bombing of Shanghai on June 26, 1950.
而这里的某些干部就包括潘汉年和杨帆。
And some of the carters here include Pan Han and Yang Fan.
第二年
In the second year,
时任上海市委第三书记兼副市长的潘汉年
Pan Han, who was the secretary of the Shanghai Municipal Party Committee and deputy mayor,
也遭遇了类似的打击。两人的案件
Both of them also encountered similar cases.
后来在历史上合称为潘阳案，震惊全国。
Later, the case became known as the Pan Yang case and shocked the whole country.
当时这个案件在上海起火。
At that time, this case occurred in Shanghai.
在北京炸开。
Exploded in Beijing.
波及全国，受牵连的有数百人之多。
Hundreds of people across the country have been affected.
潘汉年和杨帆所受到的打击尤为严重。
Pan Han and Yang Fan suffered the most.
杨帆后来回忆说
Later, Yang Fan recalled that
上海刚解放时
When Shanghai was liberated,
他们确实利用过特务、反革命进行反特工作。
They have indeed used counterintelligence officers for counter-espionage work.
但具体的工作部署安排
However, the specific work deployment arrangements are
包括人员名单都是经过华东局领导人批准同意的。
All the names on the list have been approved by leaders of the East China Bureau.
而他和潘汉年只不过是个执行者。
And he and Pan Han were just executors.
而二六轰炸问题很早就真相大白了。
The issue of the second six bombing was already revealed in its true form early on.
此案正是杨帆坐镇的上海公安局所破获，用电台为敌机提供情报的人。
This case is about a man who used walkie-talkies to provide intelligence to enemy aircraft, and he was caught by the Shanghai Public Security Bureau under the leadership of Yang Fan.
是国民党潜伏下来的特务。
They are spies who have infiltrated the Kuomintang.
罗炳乾。可是五年过去了。
Five years have passed, but...
这一轰炸事件竟成了他和潘汉年的主要罪状。在北京
The bombing incident became the main charge against him and Pan Han in Beijing.
杨帆被宣布逮捕
Yang Fan was arrested.
接着进了监狱
Then he went to prison.
1965年8月
August 1965
杨帆被判处有期徒刑16年
Yang Fan was sentenced to 16 years in prison.
算下来
Calculated.
光是预审期中
The pretrial period alone,
Yang Fan 就扛了整整十年。
Yang Fan has been holding on for a whole 10 years.
这期间
during this period,
杨帆一直进行申诉和抗辩。
Yang Fan has been making appeals and defenses.
每次审讯
each interrogation,
杨帆都会说
Yang Fan will say,
我是忠诚的共产党员。
I am a loyal Communist Party member.
绝不是什么内奸。
It's definitely not a traitor.
我是把生死置之度外的革命者。
I am a revolutionary who puts life and death aside.
绝不是什么反革命。
It is absolutely not counter-revolutionary.
被关期间
During the detention period,
杨帆以书为伴。
Yang Fan, accompanied by books,
为了让自己坚持下去
in order to persevere,
杨帆想尽一切办法锻炼身体。
Yang Fan tried every way to exercise his body.
他得到了一本气功疗法的书。
He got a book on Qigong therapy.
照着书里的指示
according to the instructions in the book,
杨帆每天不间断地做气功。
Yang Fan practiced Qigong every day without interruption.
连续坚持了13年。
I've been consistently persisting for 13 years.
令人难过的是，杨帆被捕的头三年。
Unfortunately, the first 3 years of Yang Fan's imprisonment were difficult.
其父母、双亲和姐姐、最小的儿子接连去世了。
His parents and his younger sister, as well as his youngest son, all died.
李琼坚信自己的丈夫是无辜的。
Li Qiong firmly believed that her husband was innocent.
她一人带着六个孩子。
She was alone with 6 children.
不知受了多少磨难才挺过来的。
I've been through so much hardship, but I still managed to come out on top.
李琼后来表示
Later, Li Qiong stated that
自从丈夫离开后
Since my husband left
她始终镇定自若
She always remained calm and composed
相信党相信杨帆的问题
The question of whether the party believes in Yang Fan
总有一天会水落石出
One day, the truth will come out
那时
Then
李琼虽然不知道丈夫在哪儿
Li Qiong doesn't know where her husband is.
但可以通过组织与杨帆通信。
But you can communicate with Yang Fan through organization.
每次通信
Each communication.
李琼除了讲述家庭、子女的生活情况外
Besides telling about the family's children, Li Qiong.
还耐心规劝丈夫对党讲实话。
Patience to persuade her husband to be honest with the party.
相信组织。
Trust the organization.
后来李琼就不晓得丈夫的下落了。
Later, Li Qiong didn't know where her husband was.
自1976年后
Since the 1970s.
李琼开始四处写信。
Li Qiong began to write letters everywhere.
打听丈夫在哪儿。
Find out where my husband is.
1978年11月
November 1978
李琼总算是知道丈夫在湖北的一所农场里。
Li Qiong finally realized that her husband was working on a farm in Hubei.
当李琼带着孩子去见丈夫时
When Li Qiong went to see her husband with her child,
看到丈夫憔悴的样子
Seeing my husband's haggard appearance,
心里很是悲痛。
I am very sad.
最让她受不了的是
what she couldn't stand the most was,
丈夫竟然没有认出她和孩子来。
Her husband didn't recognize her and the child.
还用一种怀疑的眼神看着她。
Still looked at her with a suspicious gaze.
李琼见状
Li Qiong saw the situation.
心想一定要帮助丈夫离开农场治病。
I really wanted to help my husband leave the farm and get medical treatment.
否则，杨帆的病情肯定会逐日加重的。
Otherwise, Yang Fan's condition will definitely worsen day by day.
李琼马上去找了时任湖北省委第一书记的陈丕显，将杨帆的病情向其反映。
Li Qiang immediately reported Yang Fan's condition to the then secretary of the Hubei Provincial Party Committee, Chen Tai.
陈丕显了解之后
，After Chen being understood,
立即指示把杨帆接到武汉治疗。
Immediately instruct to bring Yang Fan to Wuhan for treatment.
后来，此事上报到了中组部。
Later, this matter was reported to the Ministry of Personnel.
中组部委派上海市委将杨帆接去了上海。
The Ministry of National Defense dispatched Yang Fan from the Shanghai Municipal Party Committee to Shanghai.
为了让杨帆安心治疗
，to ensure Yang Fan's safe treatment.
李琼和子女们轮流照看。
Li Qiang and her children take turns caring for her.
子女们还穿上了护士服装。
His children also wore nurse uniforms.
日夜陪伴在父亲的身旁。
Staying by my father's side day and night.
就这样，家人的温暖。
Just like the warmth of family.
让杨帆那颗怀疑的心变回了以前的样子。
Restore Yang Fan's heart, which had been filled with doubt.
杨帆从医院回到家后
，After Yang Fan returned home from the hospital,
为了更好地照顾丈夫
，In order to take better care of my husband,
李琼毅然选择了离休。
Li Qiang decisively chose to retire.
不得不说，李琼为了这个家。
It must be said that Li Qiang has worked hard for this family.
也是付出了很多很多。
Also, I have paid a lot.
但回望过去
，Looking back,
李琼表示
，Li Qiang said,
我和我的孩子谁都没有怨言。
Neither I nor my children complained.
1982年8月
，August 1982.
潘汉年平反昭雪
，Pan Han Iron's case is exonerated.
次年八月
，In August of the following year,
杨帆彻底恢复名誉
，Yang Fan has completely restored his reputation.
恢复了原来级别待遇
，Restored to original level of treatment.
每当杨帆和身边人或者前去拜访他的记者们聊起那段往事时，
Whenever Yang Fan and those around him, or reporters who visited him, talked about that period of time,
杨帆很郑重地说
Yang Fan said seriously,
人们总喜欢用拨开乌云见青天来形容他们
People always like to use the metaphor of seeing the blue sky after clearing the clouds to describe themselves.
但他希望乌云彻底扫除。
But he hoped that the clouds would be completely cleared.
永远不要再来。
Never come back.
1985年12月
December 1985.
杨帆离休。
Yang Fan retired.
1999年2月20日
February 20, 1989.
杨帆在上海华东医院病逝。
Yang Fan died in Shanghai's Fudan Hospital.
享年87岁。
Died at the age of 87.